Gun possession in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools spiked to 22 cases in 13 schools last year, according to a report presented to the State Board of Education this week. And that's not even counting a fatal shooting at Butler High. WFAE's Andos Helms has more.
You might think a fatal shooting during school hours would stand out in a report on school crime and violence. But the report posted this week shows no unnatural deaths in CMS and no guns at Butler High, during a year in which one student shot another outside the school cafeteria. The state says Bobby McKeithen's death wasn't tallied because he was pronounced dead at a hospital. And Butler wasn't among the 13 CMS schools reporting guns because the shooting was logged as an assault with a weapon, a category that could include, say, a threat with a knife or even an attack with a slingshot. But the numbers posted this week still paint a grim picture of a year that was marked by fear, lockdowns, and random gun searches. The 22 gun possessions reported at CMS were the highest in the state, and the most the district has tallied in the 12 years of reports posted on the state's website. Next highest for 2018-19 were Guilford County and Winston-Salem Forsyth schools, with 13 each. Wake, the state's largest district, reported only 5. The General Assembly requires schools to report on 16 criminal and violent acts that occur on school property. In the Charlotte area, Cabarrus and Union County schools reported 3 guns each. Iredell-Statesville had 2. Kannapolis, Hickory, and Mooresville City schools each reported 1. None of the charter schools in the region reported guns on campus in 2018-19. CMS traditionally leads the state in gun reports. That's partly because it's the second largest district. But CMS accounted for not quite 10% of the state's students in 2018-19 and tallied almost 18% of the state's gun reports. The district also reported 8 assaults with weapons. That's almost 20% of the state total. The CMS gun reports came from 13 of the district's 175 schools, 10 high schools, 2 middle schools, and 1 elementary. In the aftermath of the Butler shooting, CMS added a number of security measures. For instance, security teams conducted random gun searches at high schools, and CMS bought a gun-sniffing dog. CMS spokeswoman Renee McCoy says so far this school year, 6 guns have been detected on school grounds, with only 2 of those inside schools. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.